Okay, welcome everyone to this joint evening organized by Real World Economics and Transnational Institute, which is titled The EU Fiscal Pact and the Constitutionalization of Austerity Forever. My name is Angela Wigger. I'm part of the Real World Economics Group and also teach at the Radboud University in Nijmegen. And I will be the moderator for this evening. For those who join Real World Economics evening for the first time, we organize monthly sessions with lectures and debates here at CREA, where we discuss pressing economic themes from a critical perspective. And our aim is to inform a broader public by giving a lot of background information on economic developments, and we would like to enable an informed discussion and, if possible, also political action afterwards. This evening has been co-organized by Transnational Institute, TNI. TNI is based here in Amsterdam. It's an international network of activist researchers who provide critical analysis on global problems and thereby also intellectual support for social movements that are struggling for a more democratic, equitable and environmentally sustainable world. Our evenings are usually structured as follows. We have during the first hour presentations by experts, and during the second hour you will be given the opportunity to ask questions and raise points for further discussion and debate. And today we have four expert speakers, and we are actually still waiting for one to arrive. But to begin with, I'm very happy to welcome Kenneth Haar. He's a researcher for Corporate Europe Observatory, CEO, which has been once based in Amsterdam, but is now located in Brussels, in the sort of Brussels microcosmos, observing loving practices of transnational corporations. And Kenneth Haar is specialized on the euro crisis and EU economic governance. And Kenneth will focus in his presentation on the fiscal compact, which was signed by the heads of government of the European Union in March this year. And he will explain why this new treaty, together with what has been called the six-pack, a package of six legislative initiatives, constitutes a massive assault on democracy in Europe, and why the harsh and permanent fiscal discipline that the treaty imposes might further deepen the recession that we're currently in. Our second speaker is Andy Story. He's a political economist lecturing at the University College in Dublin, and Andy will complement the presentation by Kenneth Haar and address the question on why this new treaty bypasses democratic processes and constitutes a Trojan horse introducing austerity forever. And he will also focus on the trade imbalances that have been created since the introduction of the euro and how this might be further deepened or not resolved with the fiscal compact. And Andy will moreover, or particular, focus on the Irish referendum, which is going to be held on the 31st of May, and we'll raise the question whether a possible Irish no could open up a new window of opportunity for making another Europe possible. Then we have Arjen Vliegenhardt, who is hopefully still going to arrive while we're having the presentations. Just to introduce him, even though he's not here, he's a senator for the Dutch Socialist Party and a political economist at the Free University in Amsterdam. And Arjen Vliegenhardt will tell us more about the debates on the EU fiscal compact and austerity that have taken place at the Dutch European Dutch Parliament and also in the... Here he is. I just introduced you, so good. It's perfect timing. Welcome. And finally, we will have Kees Hudig. He's one of the critical political economists from Real World Economics and also a journalist. And he will inform us about the upcoming actions against these austerity measures that will take place this month, including also the actions at the ECB in Frankfurt from May 17 to May 19, Blockupy, and address the question why particularly now international solidarity is so much needed. And after that, Julie De Los Reyes from TNI will tell you some more about the actions in support of the Irish No, which are going to take place in front of the Irish embassy in several key cities in Europe.